This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Nation Pop Experience. Welcome to episode 6 of Popcorn Chicken Salad. My name is Ben Locke, and I am here as always with my good friend, the Mississippi Mud Pie, and hopefully not Lo-Fi. That's a private joke from the last of the Chicken Salad, Mr. Logan Crosland. Good evening, Logan.
Nah, I'm in a little bit better spirits today. The week was a little bit easier than the previous week had been, so but I'm glad to be here with you. I'm glad you had a good time at the chicken shop, emporium, store, outlet, boutique, workshop, workroom, whatever you want to call it. So I'm glad you enjoyed that earlier today.
It was lovely, let me tell you. We'll let everybody peek behind the curtain. For once, we are recording at a reasonable time for all of us, because it's like 8 o'clock at night here, so it's like two o'clock in the afternoon for you.
Yeah, it just turned 2:15, so we're at 2:15 p.m. in Central Time Zone right now.
there you go. And Logan, I really should have said this on the before we jumped on, but the other person on this call tonight, I feel we need to make a decision on this person, because he has gone from being a guest star on the first episode to being on every episode pretty much since then. So I think he needs to go from like a recurring guest star to part of the main cast. I don't know how you feel about this.
Nah, yeah, I definitely feel like he's that way anyway. So we might as well make it official, I guess. So
I think we make it official on the air, and we welcome officially to our ensemble, Mr. Matt Souza. Matt, good evening, good afternoon to you.
Gentlemen, it is an honor and a privilege. Ben, very happy that you were able to enjoy a meal at the kebab chicken annex or whatever they call it. So, but hopefully you had a nice meal there. And it is always a pleasure, gentlemen.
And we made this decision beforehand, but the choice of movie tonight is Matt's choice. So, Matt, why don't you tell the good ladies and gentlemen what it is we are going to be watching?
So, peeling back the curtain yet again for the second time in about 2.5 minutes on this podcast.
It's what we do around here.
So I had another movie chosen for this episode, but then about a week or two ago, I was just looking for something to watch when I was home, and stumbled across this movie in my digital library. And I said to myself, you know what? This would probably be pretty good for an episode of One Popcorn Chicken Salad. So we are watching from 1998, directed by, written by, and starring Trey Parker and Matt Stone from South Park fame. We are watching Basketball.
We are indeed. I have not seen this film in about 20 years, gentlemen. How about you, Logan?
It's probably been about 10 years for me. I want to say I caught it on HBO maybe when I was in college. So, but yeah, it's been a good bit.
I'm guessing from what you just said, Matt, you didn't watch it the other day, but you've probably seen it a bit more recently than we have.
Yeah, I think I watched it like a year ago or so. And this was a movie that, we'll get into it, but they used to show it a lot on TV, like heavily edited on like Comedy Central and stuff like that. So that's probably how I first saw it and loved it ever since.
We are also tonight watching it via a variety of means. I am able to watch it on Amazon Prime. It's actually part of the Prime package over here. So that's what I'm watching it. What are you watching it on, Matt?
I am watching my digital copy that I own, because I own this movie.
And just for our good friend Callum, that is, of course, a digital versatile disc that Matt's watching it on. Mm-hmm. Logan, how about you, Logan?
I have it on Apple TV. I rented it, so.
Sean would be so proud of us, like, you know, renting things and, you know, actually having physical copies of things.
I get the feeling he would love that from us. So with that in mind, I think, Matt, that you should count us in and we should get straight down to business.
All right. We are all paused at just about the start of this movie at the FBI anti-piracy warning. A warning to all of you. Do not pirate this movie. Don't you dare pirate this movie. if everybody is ready, when I say play, we will hit play and we will watch this film. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
In 3, 2, 1, play.
So, like Matt says, we open with the FBI warning. I'm guessing, have either of you ever got in trouble with the FBI for a bit of piracy?
I'm not at liberty to say.
I think we were talking about it before, but yeah, I think if they actually held to that at some point, a lot more than they do, we would all be in a lot of trouble. Music, we get the film, very... TV shows.
I would have been in jail since high school if that was the case.
We get the very famous Universal swish there with the globe. Well, not this one.
It's old different. See that? Universe. Already, well, we're catching you off guard here.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take much to confuse me. You should know this by now.
We do know this. It's very true.
So Trey Parker.
Are you guys big South Park guys?
Back at this time, yes.
Yeah. This is right after it started, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, my oldest brother is a huge South Park guy. Mm-hmm. And that was one of those things that was like, obviously, a super inappropriate. It's super, you know, you know what South Park is if you're probably listening to this podcast. So mm-hmm. It was one of those things that like I knew was inappropriate, but I thought was funny. So, like, anytime he was watching it, I would, like, sneak into the room. Oh, yeah.
That's where you got it from. I'm with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, I was just saying, I would always kind of sneak into the room to watch it with him, and then my mom would show up and be like, you're not supposed to be watching this. Get out of here, you know? So, but
we're peeling the Logan Croslin onion.
It was out of spite. That's all it is. this movie's kind of the same way. I saw him watching it one time and it looked interesting, so I just kind of snuck in and watched it with him, even though I probably shouldn't have. So that's kind of our. I mean, I like South Park, but it's never one of those things that I got super into past the point when I was, you know. And I don't still watch it or anything, but I watched it here and there.
Mm-hmm. So just a point of reference, so South Park started August 13th of 97. This came out in 98, so Matt and Trey were pretty much at the top of pop culture at this point, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And they had already done a movie before this. Orgasmo came out a year before this, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
A movie we may have on the docket for a future episode. According to some of the cast members on this podcast.
All right, we're seeing football highlights here.
I'm pretty sure that guy's dead on the stretcher, so.
Oh, Spalding, that'll come into play later.
This is why we're quite glad Sean's not around, because, like, you know, we'd have to explain all the sports references to him, like football.
It's true, we would.
Maxi Tampon Stadium. If you notice, the blimp was a tampon. If you didn't notice that beforehand,
mm-hmm. The preparation at H Arena.
hockey. Here we go. Now we're talking.
It's more like it, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a severed head.
Oh my god.
I've not seen that level of violence in the hockey. I've seen a couple of hockey games, but
I mean, you go to enough hockey games, you'll see something close to it. But you see, apparently in this world, sports are dying. You see, that's why there's empty stadiums.
Doesn't get more 90s than that.
Mm-hmm. You see, in the crowd was. Our stars, young versions of our stars as children, you see, in the crowd for the Reggie Jackson home run. as we see Coop taking a piss in this poor woman's front lawn. Oh, excuse me, a doctor's front lawn. Excuse me.
Yeah, get it right.
Cock beer. What an insult. My goodness. So it's going to be hard to keep up with this, all the one-liners in this movie, because there's so many. For instance, he just said that this house party looks like a Dockers ad. Which is very good.
Oh,
Trey Parker looks like he would be Trey Parker looked like he would be Harry Dunn's son from Dumb and Dumber. So
he really does.
I mean, I have to say he has not brought much to this party. Just that one half-open crate of beer.
I mean, yeah, he probably brought it for himself. I mean, who can blame him? This doesn't look like a beer party. This looks like a wine party.
Yeah, this looks like one of those parties I would not get invited to.
Right. Wine and hors d'oeuvres, and this doesn't look like a beer and sandwiches type of thing.
maybe the odd sausage roll like finger buffet going on.
Mm. See, this
the guy
party
with the sweater. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. He said this party sucks. I agree.
The guy with the sweater tied around his neck a minute ago was a great value, Michael Keaton.
I was thinking the same thing. Holy shit.
He looked just like him. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
All right. Drinking from a bidet and going through a woman's drawer, as one does. Oh, and it was his mother's room.
Of course.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
Good God. That was disgusting.
Sure was. Sure was. So what we're going to have here, gentlemen, is the origins of the basketball, you see.
See, because they're super unathletic, but when they get drunk, they can shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
It's very relatable. It's very relatable.
It's like in beer pong, when Jenny puts the hood on, the game's over. That is a very inside reference.
Sure is. That sure is.
I was going to say that was a bit of an inside baseball reference, but I would just be quiet.
Inside basketball, please.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that guy with the sweater is giving me, like, with the old sweater around his neck, is giving me serious MJF vibes. Mm.
He looks like he could be like a Kinnicky from Grease's son.
It could be. That's a good one.
That's Bill Conaway.
Gee whiz.
The rules are very convoluted, gentlemen, so pay attention.
Okay, I was about to say, I feel like this is going to be a bit complicated for me.
Well, especially for you, because you're British. It's very different over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we've already said on other pods that baseball's basically glorified rounders, so yeah.
Oh, here we go again with the rounders. Good Lord. Every time we do a podcast related to sports, Ben has to mention rounders.
Rounders.
No, we play the rounders, we do.
That's the only mention I'm going to give tonight. That's it.
He spits his beer at him. You see, because psych outs are allowed. There's a thing called psych outs where you could...
I'm aware of that.
You could psych out your opponent and force them to miss their shot. You see, Reimer just screamed, "I fucked your sister," to Bill Kinnicky. To Bill Kinnicky there.
Just call him Kinnicky.
All right. Who would have thought that on this day, basketball would be invented?
Sweater Boy kind of gives me some Hayden Christensen vibes, too.
He really does. This guy,
Hayden Christensen.
He is a lot of people meshed into one person.
I was about to say, this poor lad can't catch a break.
Well.
They are nuts, so I mean it.
Oh, God. Oh, you see, he's pulling pubic hairs from Britney's mom out of his mouth.
Oh!
You see. That might have been real. Who knows? That may not have been a psych out. That might have
happened. Yeah, I don't think that was
a might have actually happened.
I was about to say, given the people who were acting in this film, yeah, that could be a real thing.
Mm. I mean, he did just lick the shit out of her vibrator, so. I mean,
sure did.
Very, very, very good chance.
As one does.
Yeah, we all just go around licking dildos. It's casual.
I am learning more and more about American culture by the day.
It's a pastime. It's like just like baseball.
Rounders, get it right.
Rounders, excuse me.
Hey, I said I wasn't going to mention it again.
You didn't mention it again. I did.
I was going to say, yeah, that was my fault. This movie also had a very iconic poster where both guys are holding the basketball base, or the basketballs, I guess, where mm-hmm. where their actual balls would be. So it's mm-hmm. real funny.
This man coming here to shut off the gas of their home. And he gets thrown over the fence by a Rottweiler. It's a very realistic movie.
I mean, you know, this is what you want from this kind of film.
Mm-hmm. Great value, Screech trying to he's just trying to shut the gas off.
And of course, the Rottweiler is that strong that you know you could throw him over the top of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me bitch.
Apparently he'd rather be called Squeak. I don't know what's worse, Squeak or bitch.
He didn't want to be called Squeak either.
So he really is great value Screech then.
He is a horrible shot. God, I thought I was awful at basketball. Basketball,
oh my God.
Excuse me.
That was horrendous.
He's got some very impressively wide ears.
Mm-hmm. And we smash cut to 3 months later. And we have a rec league going. Now we have a rec league going.
Well, hello. I think we've discussed this before, but anytime the however many months later thing comes up, I always think of the SpongeBob guy.
It's true. If you're of a certain age and someone's you see in a TV show months later, that's the voice you're going to hear. I mean, that's just fact.
Yeah.
That's just fact.
Jesus Christ. Almost took out Squeak.
Can't do that to Squeak.
Oh, he's made a basketball. Look at that. I kind of want one of those. I won't lie.
Oh, I do too.
I don't need the Lazy Boy sign, though. I just want the ball.
Seriously, next time Andy does his trivia contest, then that's what we need to get. Don't bother with the belt. Get win.
No, that's, I mean, it's a nice box he's allowing Squeak to sleep in. I mean,
you know, that seems like a reasonable reason.
He could just have him sit on the floor.
Oh, exactly. I mean, they seem like very welcoming guests. Not guests.
I mean, it's thick cardboard. There's four sides to it.
What more do you want or need?
Yeah. Oh, well, now he's just being mean. He called their place a shithole.
Next thing you know, he's going to call up Dickweeds.
Mm. And he gets attacked by the dog again. Go ahead, Logan.
6 months later.
There you go. Thank you.
I mean, again, you know, going off our good friend at Wikipedia that everybody uses for research. So, according to this, this film was made for $23 million and only made $7 million in the US. So I don't know quite how much it made worldwide, but that just seems like quite the bad state of affairs.
This cost $23 million to make.
That is what Wikipedia is saying.
What did they use the $23 million on? The ball?
That bit of bunting there.
My lord. It's not like there's, like, special effects. There's a few special effects, but it's not like it's... You're not watching fucking Star Wars here.
It's probably not all the sports things that they showed at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I can't imagine Costas
the Yankees logo.
Al Michaels would come cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to pay. We had to pay for Reggie Jackson's likeness. I could see why it only made like $7 million though, because it's a very like niche type of movie, and it's the South Park guys. Not everybody, you know, like especially at that point, South Park was still kind of ruffling a ton of feathers, you know.
Yeah. So he's our first piece of earnest.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of SpongeBob.
Yes.
Is that Doug Dimmadome from Fairly Odd Parents?
Jesus Christ, what a pull. Good lord.
I'm Doug Dimmadome with the Dimsdale Dimmadomes.
I think you have to be a millennial to understand that.
Yep. I was going to say, that's kind of a bit lost on me.
Or a young millennial, whatever the fuck they're called. There's like seven different groupings of millennials.
Yeah. I think technically I'm a Gen Xer now. I think that's what
I don't know how any of this works. I've been told I'm a millennial. I just go with it. That's fine. Call me what you want. I don't care.
No, I'm 40. I'm just old.
Says America will go nuts for basketball. You see, he wants to buy the rights to the league. Does Doug Dimmadome here? Ted Denslow, I believe, is his actual name in the movie.
Yes, that's correct.
Hey, Real Big Fish.
Yeah, I've heard of them. He's a band I've heard of.
There you go.
5 years later.
This film's rocketing along in the old,
sure is.
With the old fast cuts.
You know what? I forgot how elaborate the sets were for the stadiums for the basketball courts. So yeah, I could see it being $23 million. Now that I see this,
I was going to say this bit. Yeah, this bit looked like they've had a bit of money spent on it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cooper, what a day!
God, I want one of those basketballs. Whoa, there's a throwback, an all-sport container. Holy shit.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Good lord. I don't think they've made that stuff for like 20 years. Hello, Jenny McCarthy.
There she is.
Oh, he puts a weight on the wall.
Now, is she, can I get this right? Is she America's favorite anti-vaxxer? Have I got that right?
Is there such a thing as a favorite anti-vaxxer?
Oh, wow.
Define favorite.
Bob Costas probably cost $23 million, too.
So. Yeah, you know, say, that's like I said before, Costas and Al Michael would have come cheap.
That condescending douchebag, you got to pay him everything up front.
What an ass.
I love how they make it look like a garage. That's so great.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
We are at that time of year where our Michaels will be out of his cryogenic chamber to do Sunday night football.
It's true. It's a good point.
Cryogenic chamber.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. Him and Collinsworth. The sole reason. The sole reason why the mute button was invented.
Collinsworth isn't so bad, but.
They both kind of suck, I think.
They're not as bad as Jim Nance.
No, Nance is also quite terrible. Turns out the NFL has suck-ass commentators.
what do you think happened there, Tony? I think he tackled him.
Great.
Oh, hello.
You see, the winner of the game is going to be the one who scores more points. Thank you. Got it.
Now I feel like I should do my best Tim Capel here. We've got some serious ass leakage going on here.
A little bit. Squeak Scolari. Good Lord, what a great name. He is a very short man. Good Lord.
Well, he is a little bitch, so I mean.
That's true. It says it right there. Oh, that's that guy from the lawyer commercials.
Depends on which state you're in. It'd be Richard Schwartz for me. One call, that's all.
He did a lot of lawyer commercials around here. I can't think of his name.
So here's a question as the Brit on the call, would you play this game? Would you go watch this if somebody said we're going to go watch some basketball tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch any sporting. I'm not picky.
Doug Dimmadome's going down.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. What a way to go, choking on a hot dog.
I mean, that's kind of the way most of us want to go, right?
If it killed me right away, I guess.
Nothing like choking on a wiener.
There's the quote for the
podcast. If I had a dollar.
That's going in the chat later on.
Died choking on a wiener.
Oh, it's dozen egg night. And they're throwing the eggs. Oh, jeez. You know?
Poor Cooper. Everybody's doing their best WCW Bash at the Beach 96 impression. Uh-huh.
Dozen egg night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I see. Coop's an idiot. This man. Robert Vaughn, that's his name.
Yes. Very famous actor over here.
Is that Wild Thing?
He's also one of the few men in the world who's older than Sean. So, you know, that's a good thing to have on this pod.
They gave him losers' hats like they would give the champion.
That's great.
Losers' hats and t-shirts.
They don't just have also winners' hats for them that they donate to Africa when they don't win.
Yeah.
The old school microphones as well. Love that.
Did they get like every sports guy to make a cameo in this movie?
He works for UPN too. What a callback.
Well, I mean, it is basketball. I mean, you're not going to see it. It would be on like ESPN 7 or something.
I think I'm a bit behind on you guys, but that's tremendous where the mascot's just having a piss. Mm.
It's on ESPN 7 with like cornhole and axe throwing. the world bocce league.
The world bocce league. Oh my god. Squeak's getting fleshed in the hot tub.
Sure is.
I mean, that's a trip.
You know, Tim McCarver didn't have to do this. He had a career.
What city were the beers from? I missed that.
Milwaukee. Yeah, they're the Milwaukee Beers.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. I might be a bit distracted for a second because Yasmin's just come on screen.
Understandable. I get it.
Great value, Kelly Kapowski.
Jesus.
I was gonna ask the question where does she stand in the like the Baywatch pantheon?
I was gonna wouldn't Kelly Kapowski be great value her?
Depends on who you ask, I guess. But maybe.
I mean, Yasmin Bleeth came first, right?
Well,
boy, out of context, there's a line.
Great value means.
well. Saved by the Bell was like 89, wasn't it? 89, 90?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm going to have a look now. Was she in Baywatch earlier than that?
93, I have it pulled up right now.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so Kelly would have been first.
Oh, interesting. All right, then I guess you're right. My apologies.
And then you would have had obviously Yasmin and Baywatch, and then I'm guessing 90210 was like mid 90s when Tiffany came in.
Mm-hmm.
God, get me with all this like American pop culture knowledge. What the hell's happening here?
Very knowledgeable on that subject.
It's Ben.
When it comes
being
to hot females, I mean,
yeah, hey. Ben
who among us?
Who knew?
It's a gift and a curse. Oh, God, that poor kid just got knocked the fuck out.
He's blind.
Oh, he's... Jesus. Oh, boy. Look at this guy. I'm every newsman.
I'm about to go get a colonoscopy after I finish this broadcast.
I've got my caviar waiting for me at home I'm done with the 11 o'clock news.
Time just ran out for the old cocksucker.
His hairpiece was 24. He died at 85 and his hairpiece was 24.
was 24. Call De Oliveira and Morgan right now. That was the commercial he was in around here. It was for a law firm called De Oliveira and Morgan. It was like they were like ambulance chasers type of lawyer, a law firm like that.
Oh, yeah.
He was in those commercials for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the Will reading where every single money grabber / gold digger has come out to party.
Tell the insurance company you mean business. Call De Oliveira and Morgan.
Doug getting slightly confused between the will reading and the funeral.
Oh, season tickets to the Dream Come True Foundation. What a nice guy.
I mean, you know.
Guys, I think Jenny McCarthy was a gold digger.
You think?
I'm starting to lean that way.
Now, which member of New Kids of the Block is she married to? Here we go. So here's where my pop culture references go.
One of the 85 Wahlbergs.
What are the Wahlbergs?
Is it Donnie? I know it's not Mark. It's Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie was in New Kids on a Block. I don't know if that's who she's married to.
Donnie, she is married. Mark, Bashful, Sneezy.
Bashful Wahlberg. Yeah, Donnie. She married Donnie in 2014.
It is Donnie. I know she's
married to Scary, though.
Yeah.
So at this stage, would Singled Out have been on?
Yeah, I think so. That was late 90s, wasn't it?
I love that show. I
think that was late 90s, I'm pretty sure.
Singled Out was 95.
Yeah, all right.
That's what I love about Logan. He's got the facts right there.
It's almost like he's looking it up.
I know, right?
Well, I had Jenny McCarthy pulled up, so I figured I'd just sloop the start.
I bet you had her pulled up.
Yeah. If only there was a device you could have in the palm of your hand that could tell you everything you need to know. God, I wish such a thing existed. What?
Yeah, her Wikipedia picture. She looks like blonde Courtney Cox, though.
We were on about this, like, my friends a couple of weeks ago. We said, like, the pub, like, when you used to be, sit around in the pub and, like, argue things out. I said, that whole thing's gone now, thanks to Google and Wikipedia, because it's just there.
I mean,
was this person in this film? Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Oh yeah.
I mean, you could look it up, but that defeats half the fun of it, quite frankly. If you like the arguing, there's no reason for the phone.
Yeah. And don't do it in a pub quiz where everybody can see you and moan at you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Cooper had crabs at one point, you guys.
Oh, and a bit of I'm Too Sexy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as we know now, gentlemen, has made a bit of a comeback in 2021, thanks to Drake.
Should I have known that? Did I know? I'm supposed to know that.
Well,
I didn't know that was a thing. That's a thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to sound like one of the kids. You know how we're. You know how an album drops nowadays, Matt?
Uh-huh. Drake dropped an album. I don't know where I'm Too Sexy fits into it.
One of those tracks on that album was called Way Too Sexy and has a sample of I'm Too Sexy on it.
Oh, that sounds absolutely. That sounds absolutely horrible.
There's something. There you go, Logan. Bring that up for us. I play that.
I'm good.
Meanwhile, Robert Vaughn's having the time of his life here.
Mm. Wild thing, Robert.
He needs his carpet needs a good buffing, is what he said.
Well.
All right, so Ben, you asked a question earlier. Her Wikipedia page describes her as the nation's most prominent purveyor of anti-vaxxer ideology.
That's a mouthful.
I knew she was something to do with the anti-vax movement.
It had almost as many words as your description of your chicken place that you went her.
Meanwhile, back to the cheerleaders.
Did she go to the anti-vaxxer pavilion for chicken or?
these cheerleaders make the Nitro girls look like good wholesome entertainment.
Mm. It's true.
Nothing like Al Michaels perving over the cheerleaders.
Yeah, that's something I didn't need. That's a thing I didn't need in my life.
Yes.
Why did you just sound like the guy from Sling Blade?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, God. Don't do that.
Oh, gross.
For God's sake. Oh, look, it's Tony Nalino.
Who?
I don't know. I just tried reading his last name.
I think you butchered it. I'm not gonna lie.
I sure did. I don't think he's a real person. I think he's an actor type.
I hope he's not.
Can I just say as well, as somebody who's sort of only really familiar with old man Al Michaels, it's very disturbing to see you with a full head of black hair.
It was probably a toupee.
The Miami dealers, good lord.
Jeez. That hair wasn't real.
Yeah, those are plugs for sure.
I was just gonna say that's. Oh, it's speaking of chicken, it's free range chicken night at the basketball game today.
Oh,
there you go.
Bit of a chicken rotisserie going on. Love it.
Yeah, I've got some rotisserie going on in the dugout.
Oh, Lord.
some more great racially sensitive material here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's drinking fat from Marlon Brando's ass.
I should tell you, Matt, as well, with the episode of the new episode of Chicken Salad on the Wrestling Feed, I had to admonish Logan on air even before he said something because I knew he was going to say something.
I have a pretty good idea of what you're talking about without even listening to the show yet. I know.
Logan was like, I've not said anything yet. Me and Sean were like, yeah, we know. That's the way it's going to stay.
I've never said anything inappropriate on a podcast in my life. What are you talking never. About?
Heavens no. Never.
Not once.
You are very clean and pristine.
He's doing an autograph on the chicken.
You know, it's very fitting. They had dozen egg night before. Now they're having chicken night. It's a circle of life, really.
Kind of a serious point to make in this pod. It's very much like they've obviously taken a lot from your airplanes and your Naked Gun, haven't they? But they've just been a lot cruder and in most cases unfunnier about it.
Mm-hmm. What came first, dozen egg night or a free range chicken night?
Oh, there's a deep question.
I thought so. Yeah, so he is a owner of another team. I believe the Dallas team. Good Lord.
He's supposed to be Jerry Jones, basically.
Exactly.
On the Dallas Cowboys around this town. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that visual of the chicken going into the...
Oh, he's got bird shit on his mouth.
What are these? The New Jersey what?
Informants. Oh, God, what a burn. Your mother's a terrible cook. Whew. Need some ice for that burn.
The informants.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I get it.
Is he whacking off?
He sure is. Or he's at least feigning it. And now he's going to chew on aluminum foil, you see. Good Lord.
Well, how all the teams have their own special garage.
Sorry, the San Francisco Ferries with their male cheerlead.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
1998. What a time.
It was a simpler time, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm. It's a very fancy garage door they have. My Lord. It's like something out of a mansion.
Oh my God.
I love how they take trains everywhere. Like they took a train from San Francisco to San Antonio.
Jesus, yeah. Ooh, hello. Davy Crockett.
The San Antonio Defenders could almost work.
that could almost be it. That sounds like a minor league team or something. And we have a court that looks like the Alamo here.
This guy throwing the basketball. The basketball is Great Value Disco Inferno.
Oh Jesus! That makes him the worst person in this movie.
Ginger Inferno is more like it.
Oh, Coop just cut his finger off. I don't think that was real.
You reckon?
I reckon. I do reckon.
I reckon so. That hair is absurd. She looks like she's about to audition for the Addams Family.
I was just gonna say she looks like the wife from the Munsters with that hair.
I was gonna say Elvira, but any of those options are
Lily Munster. Integral plot point coming, gentlemen.
Okay, pay attention, everybody.
It's a very deep movie. You should probably pay attention.
Well, the tennis is about to start, so I might have to, you know.
What's a vagina?
Are you watching tennis kickball, Ben? This kid looks super familiar. And I don't know why.
He does look super familiar.
That's not the kid from, like, is that the kid from the Santa Claus? No, right?
No, that's not him.
No,
he does look familiar, though. Let's go to the wiki.
You and your unlimited knowledge, Logan.
I know it's not that kid, I can tell you
much. Oh, he played Frasier's son on Frasier. Okay, that's where I know him from.
Ah, yes.
That's where I know him from. Okay.
I mean, to be fair about the tennis, they could play basketball. It's a good size. I mean, it's Arthur Ashe Stadium, so, you know, future home of dynamite.
Mm.
What was the kid's name, Matt?
In real life?
Yeah.
Trevor something. Trevor
Einhorn?
Yes. Yep, that's him.
Okay. I mean, that's...
I don't recognize him from Frasier. I'm trying to figure out what I recognize him from.
That's got to be a family name, right, to call him Trevor, because no kid in the 90s gets called Trevor.
Trevor.
He was on an episode of Mad TV. He was on The Norm Show, Joan of Arcadia.
Maybe I don't recognize him. I don't recognize any of the stuff that I'm looking at now. So.
For the next hour of this podcast, Logan tried to remember where he knows this kid from.
Who is Trevor Einhorn? Can Logan figure it out?
Yes, and is Michael Einhorn?
Will he put the laces out?
I'm going to give up right now because I don't really give a shit.
So you see, this poor boy is has some sort of kidney issue, I believe is what they said.
Oh. Or
liver, kidney, one of those organs you need to live.
One of those organs that we kind of need.
Why can't we be friends?
By the way, this is the Smash Mouth cover of Why Can't We Be Friends, in case you were wondering. Because apparently that is a cover that exists. Smash Mouth covering Why Can't We Be Friends. God, what a world.
That's so disgusting.
I heard it was an all-star cover.
Hey!
Going for massages here. I won't say the first word. Oh, Lord.
Family podcast.
Yeah, right, exactly. And now they're doing shots at a bar with the child. That child must have quite the fake ID.
Oh, look, Jerry Springer.
He was McLovin before McLovin.
I am McLovin.
I have told you that story before, how we did plan a whole trip to America in my family, and like the centerpiece was going to go see Jerry Springer.
Nope, haven't told us that one, Ben. You should probably get into it, though.
We never actually went on the trip, but the whole like centerpiece of going was a trip to go see the Jerry Springer show being recorded. But then we found out that he doesn't record in like July and August, and that was the only time we could go, so we didn't. That was one of the reasons the trip fell through.
Well, that is amazing. Just that one time you tried going never happened again.
We never tried again.
Never tried for like Maury or Ricky Lake. Jenny Jones. I'm trying to think. Jesse Raphael.
Wendy Williams. Here's the thing.
Wendy doesn't on over here.
What about Steve Wilkos, Jerry Springer's former security guard? He has his own show.
We had a thing in like the mid to late 90s of all the like the first lot you mentioned, but like, you know, The View, still Steve Wilkos, Kelly Clarkson, that none of them are on over here. So it's only Ellen that's on.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. No Dr. Phil over there?
No, Dr. Phil never made it.
You're better off. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with your life.
You are an idiot.
Well, that whole genre of like talk show died over here because I knew when they went to America for a couple of years, Jeremy Kyle, and then he was like the proponent of all those kind of shows. And then, well, it is a sad story. What happened was he had somebody on one of his shows, and then that guy committed suicide like 2-3 weeks later, and basically the show got the whole blame for it, so they cancelled it.
Jesus.
Sorry to bring the pod down, everybody. Let's go back to the film.
Well, it started great with the Jerry Springer trip. Is Jerry Springer still even on? I don't even know.
I know he's on Pluto. I know he's on Pluto.
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing new episodes or anything.
I don't think they do. Not 100%, but I don't think so.
No.
Once this WWE show got canceled, I think they were just like, fuck it.
Canceled both his shows in a week. You know what? You're really good. You know what? Your other show is done too. Screw you.
You can't even make it.
Oh, yeah. There we go. So, yeah, from September the 30th, 1991 to July 26th, 2018. 27 seasons.
Yeah. Oh, God, so it didn't end that long ago. Jesus.
The nurse said he smelled like Robert Downey Jr. What a timely reference.
Yes, kids, there was a time where Robert Downey Jr. wasn't, like, one of the most famous actors in the world. He was kind of a bad person.
Meeting up with the woman he met in the bar. Oh, the woman has an Adam's apple. Boy, there is an awful lot of product placement in this movie, isn't there? Coors, Lazy Boy, Spalding.
Had friends already done the Adam's apple joke by this stage?
Look at the size of those ribbons on those kids. My lord.
He promised the kid that he would make three home runs. So he's got two.
He's going for a third.
He fell asleep.
And he misses it by 100 feet.
Oh, it wasn't even close.
He must really have it in for that little boy.
And that's the best. That's the best line Bob Costas has ever uttered. Oh, wrong room. Thank goodness he's not dead. Oh no, maybe wait, the morgue.
And he keeps running over poor stuff.
He kept screaming, choke, choke.
Choke, choke.
I thought he was suffocating. That's hilarious.
Why can't we be friends?
No idea that he's leaning on the oxygen tube, of course. Jeez.
Oh my god. Oh my
god. Because this would happen in a hospital.
Happens all the time. Look, you don't know what hospitals are like in Milwaukee.
Okay.
They could really be like this. I don't know what healthcare is like in Wisconsin. He wants the George Clooney paddles. This is quite a scene here. I feel like if you really did that, it would kill the poor child instead of bring it back.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I can't see any medical reason why this is a good thing.
No.
Oh man, they just shot Squeak into the soiled laundry.
Squeak doesn't have it easy in this film.
No, he certainly doesn't.
We should have got Callum on this for judging that Scottish accent.
It's true. This vaguely Linda Hamilton looking woman. Jesus.
My god.
Oh, they just threw the guy down the steps.
Oh, again, this is so realistic and true to life.
It's a documentary is what we're watching here. It's like a 30 for 30 doc.
There was a time.
1998 was the year.
If life were fair.
Remember it if you will.
Oh my god. Just murdering raccoons or whatever the fuck those are.
The Blair Witch Project had not yet been released. President Clinton was getting filleted in the Oval Office. 1998.
Filleted.
But what was the year?
He was fixing some chowder.
Oh Jesus, here we go.
wonder if he's going to the harbor.
Harbor. Pack the car.
I won't say the other half of that sentence what we usually say.
I'd prefer it if you didn't. I don't recommend it.
Coupier is trying to get down to some business.
You should be peeing like a champ in no time. That's not how livers work. That's not what they do. Wait, are they in Denver now? Because she has Broncos stuff back there. I'm very confused.
I think this is Coop's apartment, isn't it?
Is it? I thought it was hers.
I think so. Huh. No, I think he came inside, or she came inside of his apartment. I
think
she
was at
the door. They're from Colorado, aren't they? Because that's where South Park is.
Good point. Good point. See, Ben, that's why you're the host.
Oh, well. When British internet does work, I make the odd good point.
No, you've just jinxed it. You realize that.
To be fair, yeah.
Well, yeah. I was even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Thank you so much.
What are those stairs in the background, and why are they held together by wires? That's not how stairs work. It's very dangerous. I don't think that's up to code. It's a very heartfelt moment going on here.
Yeah. This is proper deep.
Does this make this a rom-com, Ben?
There's some Notting Hill shit going on right here.
Yeah, this definitely should have been on the rom-com. Mount Rushmore.
Right next to Shaun of the Dead.
With Shaun of the Dead, yeah.
The rom-zom-com.
You could say that all you want. It's still wrong. It's still wrong.
So very wrong.
So obviously the broken clock is right twice a day, but not three times.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, what a tease.
She really is.
Let's have sex on these probably dangerous stairs.
What the hell were they doing?
No idea. I was just going to ask you the same question. That is a fantastic question.
Dr. Dickhead.
He probably stole all that stuff. I don't think that's his. He's not a real doctor.
That was a cock blocking of the highest order, to be fair.
It sure was. Goodness gracious.
He's doing the happy dance.
I love this random deer head sticking out a brick.
That's been a taxidermy.
Must be big in basketball land.
I wonder if they got Doug Dimmadome's house in the woods.
Yeah, maybe. All right, we have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's glasses, his sneakers, a Ty Cobb bat. Oh, and there's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Wow.
In a box.
Boy, those lawyer movies must have paid well.
Is it Ben Stiller?
That's Siegfried and
Zoolander.
That's the tiger guys. They're the tiger.
Siegfried and Roy, but no tiger.
They were the Tiger King before the Tiger King was the Tiger King.
No, he burned Ty Cobb's bet. Sad.
Is this an office with all this stuff, or is this a museum? Where are we?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's
this
a museum / office.
His hair is very upsetting. That is a hideous dye job.
Hey, it's Tony Khan in this movie. The Jaguars in the background there.
Hey,
it's a 6-month-old Trevor Lawrence was an extra. God, that hair is a tragedy. It's like he used shoe polish on it. Or just black paint.
I was about to say, he's done a cracking job with that.
Yeah, he just dunked his head in a tank of ink before this movie started. Mr. Sadburns.
Honey, I need more quill pen ink for my hair. I'll need a gross.
Honey, I need you to draw my hair on tonight, please.
Use the thick bristle, not the thin one.
It's got to be.
I need you to casually miss my sideburns, though.
It's the permanent mark. It's the permanent marker Sharpie pen.
And once you're done with that, I need you to. Well, you know.
Play with my permanent marker.
Jesus Christ, there it is. All right, they're in Roswell, apparently. I bet the team is called the Aliens.
Oh, they are.
There you go. Well, the team is pissed off because Coop isn't a sellout, you see.
Yeah.
But they all wanted the money.
They all want the brokery man's money.
You know, this is the problem with basketball. It's not about the game for these guys. Really is a shame. That's why it's never going to get beyond ESPN 7.
Yeah, they don't play for the love of it, damn it. Mm.
Greed, greed, greed. It's all about greed.
Oh my God.
Goodness gracious. Henderson was hung like a horse.
Instead of hanging their jerseys, they hung their jockstraps. What a beautiful thing.
I mean, there's a line for the film right there. Mm-hmm.
They're full partners now. Oh, everybody owns the team.
Everybody's got an equal stake. Mm.
Full equity stock market. Lord.
I love the idea of basketball being on the stock market.
I can see you buying some shares in it.
Mm.
Well, I hate to tell you, Doug, but basketball stocks are down 5% today. the futures aren't looking too well either, but...
If I may use a scientific term, sir, we are fucked.
Oh, my God. What on earth was that?
That was a scary face. What's the better mime, this or the mime robot from Eurotrip?
Oh, the mime robot. The Detroit Lemons.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
He's not very good at the psych outs.
He just took it out with a stretcher or whatever the fuck that was.
I think it was like a giant board.
Okay.
Looked like a bench. Oh, his actual face scared him.
Oh, he's getting ejected now. Mm.
He's putting this man to sleep with an audiobook. It's quite a psych out.
Some nice soothing words.
Mm.
See, but look, he got a pillow to help him.
Mm.
Who's the bimbo Coop's got the hots for? What a dick. Does talk all about yes in that way.
Does all she do for this man is like household chores? Like every scene, she's got like a shovel in her hand or something.
Household chores and blowjobs. It's all she's there for.
Apparently.
Ooh, hello. Wow.
Yes. Now this is what we came to see.
The LA Riots. Jesus Christ. Lord.
I think that might be the most offensive one so far.
A little bit. Oh, who among us can't do that? I mean, bench press a woman like that. My goodness. I just call that a Tuesday.
That's what I'll say. That's like a weekly thing in the Sousa household.
Yeah. And then I wake up.
Hey! Been knitting going on. Who does he think he is? Tom Daly? I mean, come on, lad. That's a reference lost on you boys, but
it sure is. I was going to ask you. is he a famous British knitter?
Yeah, well, he is actually. So he is.
That's a thing.
He's an Olympic diver. His first Olympics was Beijing in 2008. Mm-hmm. And so this Olympics just gone was his first gold medal. He's won like bronze and silvers before, but this is his first gold medal he won. And because they weren't allowed to leave until the diving competition was over, they used to show him in the crowds, and all he was doing was knitting.
Jeez. When does knitting become an Olympic sport?
that's after the dressage.
Yeah, it's more of a sport than dressage.
Yeah, as the equestrian's a sport, so I mean, I think anything's up for
you. See, you have to. You have to have talent to knit. You see.
Yeah, not just anyone can knit. You know.
It's true. I can't.
I couldn't do it.
Guys, I think something's wrong.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no, the funding has been cut to the foundation. Tragic. Oh my god.
Damn,
the team in the background is hurling squeak. Jesus. Oh god.
I mean, Squeak does get into some scrapes in this film.
Yeah. He probably deserves it.
has he got Jeff Jarrett's lawyer from TNA there with him?
Why do we have to bring up Jeff Jarrett? We were having a nice time.
Oh no, it's not Lawyer Dagger. I love the fact he was Lawyer Dagger, but it was like Lawyer was his first name. I'm glad somebody sniffed that, because I did think that British internet had struck. But it was just, we were just watching the movie.
Oh, he's changing teams. What a traitor.
I mean, you know, did they do transfers in basketball? Are you allowed trades and transfers in basketball?
That's what they're trying to get approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things they're trying to do. That's what he's, more specifically, that's what he's trying to get across, is to do that.
I like the fact that I'm talking about this. Like, I like how I'm talking about the rules here like it is a real sport.
it should be a real sport. God damn it, I'd watch this.
Oh my, total woman with Reamer on the front cover.
I want this and I want Slam Ball. Back-to-back nights. Oh, Matt, damn. Matt,
look at that bracket in the background. Looks like a...
Matt becomes program director for ESPN.
Say the word.
Looks like the damn periodic table back there.
Plutonium versus uranium in the qualifying round.
Boron versus Californium in the play-in.
What a matchup that'll be.
Nothing like seeing Kenny Mayne and Dan Patrick not look fucking old as shit.
Right? Especially Kenny Mayne. He's looked old for at least 30 years.
Hey, Dan Patrick's looked pretty fucking old for a while.
Yeah. I feel like Kenny Mayne, though, he aged fast. I think it was more of a natural progression for Dan Patrick, where for Kenny Mayne, I think a switch flipped and it was like, oh shit, he looks old now.
Because he grayed young.
Yeah.
I like that. We're now in month 9 of the playoffs.
Sounds like soccer.
Yeah, really.
Our playoffs are like 3 games.
Isn't that 9 months, though?
That's the league season.
Oh. Yeah, but then there's the Champions League, then there's the Super Duper League, and then there's the Buttfucker League, and you know.
Jesus. I must have missed
that. Sorry. Says the people who watch sports where they play like 130 games and.
Excuse me, I'll be the first to tell you baseball sucks.
Okay.
I don't watch anything regular season except football. I'll watch the playoffs of anything, but. Now the NBA playoffs are exactly 300 months long, so.
They sure are. I will give you that, so.
No, I just feel like soccer's never not on, which is fine. People like soccer, and that's great. But I just feel like there's never a moment when, like, some league isn't going on.
Well, the Champions League's like a midweek league, and then the regular season, the domestic leagues are like 9 months away. So we've just started, so August to May.
Okay.
Oh, here's the Players Progressive Super Duper Ultra League, sponsored by Sudafed. Oh, there's 12 teams in this league, and
well, that was the big controversy. There was that the whole European Super League. That was what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That it was going to be sponsored by Sudafed.
But meanwhile, I'm ignoring this hot woman in the jacuzzi.
And we just got a side of Reamer's ass. So I mean,
hey.
I say a hot woman like it's just any regular woman. It was Victoria Silstead.
Mm-hmm. We got a shot of Reamer's rear. I workshopped that one.
I liked that. That was good.
Thank you.
You need to see yourself after that one.
Oh,
well, excuse me.
I'm just fucking
Logan dropping the hammer on my first episode as a part of the regular cast.
You know, I mean, you know, we made you a part of the family tonight, and then he's just...
Oh, my God.
I was waiting for the delayed reaction to that.
They're gigantic penises.
Like a snuffleupagus nose.
Oh, my God. Poor Pooh, he didn't deserve that.
Those chains are a lot that he's wearing. He's just wearing them while wearing nothing else.
Now I think they're just about to realize that Robert Vaughn isn't a nice man.
It took you this long to realize that?
Well, no, them this long.
Oh, them in the movie. I see. This guy looks like Dick Tracy, like the worst Dick Tracy ever.
So did they have nudes that leaked or something like that? That was...
It was something with, I think their merchandise or something. He was going to leak pictures that all the stuff was being made in Calcutta.
Okay.
And he had the pictures there to prove it.
So he's basically blackmailing them into not playing in the last game, which is the championship. So,
damn you, Robert Vaughn. So he was in a show over here called The Man from U.N.C.L.E. So he's a fairly big deal over here.
Is that what the movie was based on?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of that show. I've never seen it, but.
Why did we see male butt before we saw boobs in this movie?
Is that what determines what a movie when a movie is good or not? If there's tits in it?
Correct.
All right.
I believe that we already know the answer to that, Matt.
That's true. At least side boob. I mean, come on.
That's my side boob.
Do you like this side boob? Well, you shouldn't, because it's my side.
My side boob.
I love that line. Pig fucker, can I call you pig fucker? They're not friends anymore.
No. That's very sad. Money is the root of all evil.
They put Squeak in the bottom of the water. Why did they make him sleep in small boxes?
Well, you see, he's a very tiny person, so he could fit in the... He could fit in your pocket, really, if you really wanted to. But it is a good point. He doesn't take up a lot of space. You don't have to hide him away like that.
And he seemed pretty content today. I thought they just left him in.
It's probably nice and cozy in there.
Yeah.
I loved Reamer's Cruella de Vil robe that he had there at the end.
I will get rid of those Dalmatians.
If it's the last thing I do. Cruella de Vil now played by Patrick Stewart.
You spotted beasts of burden.
Damn it, Anita. I must have your puppies.
The song that's currently being played is the rather loving and sensitive song, Warts on My Dick.
I'm sorry?
What?
That's what... I've got the old Amazon thing where it tells you they cast the crew, and the song on the radio he's singing along to now is called Warts on My Dick.
Oh, wow.
All right. I thought you were just saying Warts on Your Dick just for the hell of it. I was going to have a lot more questions. But now that you've explained it, we can move on.
I know we're a very caring and sharing group, but there's some things that I would not...
Hey, I don't know.
I mean, pardon my dumbassery, and I'm kind of figuring up now, but where the hell is Calcutta?
India.
Mm-hmm. It's India.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was picking up, but I just wanted to confirm.
And I'm sure whatever's going to take place here is going to be sort of very racially sensitive as well.
Absolutely. Very progressive.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Second time in two podcasts he's been told.
Well, at least this time he recognized it.
Yes, so that is true.
He's growing as a human.
Yes.
All right, now we've turned into an episode of Unsolved Mysteries. Very good. According to Joe Cooper, left his house 2 weeks ago. He only took with him a toothbrush, a wallet, a steamer trunk, and a plane ticket to Calcutta.
I know, even I know this guy. This is another American reference I get.
Thank you. Thank God. It's a fairly well-known one, I would think.
Well, it wasn't on like a main channel over here. Hmm.
Oh my god. Oh, the computer. While he's
computer's playing solitaire in the background. Coop went to Disney World. Scenario number two.
Yeah, I think there's
multiple in the background playing solitaire.
I think like you said earlier on, Matt, like the $23 million was clearly spent on most of these guest stars.
It
like,
really was.
Jesus.
They somehow just ended up on like the ESPN payroll during this movie because they had to pay everybody.
The Dallas Felons, good lord.
Hi, I'm Al Michaels, and I'm a giant douche. I'm Bob Costas, and I'm a bigger douche.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm an even more gigantic douche.
I think, like we said earlier on, we are going to have to like come up with like the lead table of the most offensive name they came up with. I mean, LA Riots is gonna take some topping.
Mm.
I'd say the Miami Dealers is probably the most offensive.
Yeah, that's pretty bad too.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
And the fact that all of their team players were Latin, so mm-hmm. pretty bad.
A little bit. The casual racism of the 90s.
It was, like I said before, it was a simpler time.
Mm. They found him. They found Coop. Oh, thank goodness. Apparently he wasn't at Disney. Dallas just racking him up here.
All right, so Yasmin Bleeth is Tiffany Amber Thiessen mixed with the choir girl from the first American Pie movie.
Jesus.
Heather, I think, was her name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's recovered. The child. Thank God.
Oh,
he's been a few scenes since then. He's fine.
Thank Christ for that.
His liver, kidney, whatever. Thank goodness has come back.
He's never going to come back from that denim hat, though. Yeah. What a douche.
His liver, kidney, that's a whole other mixed up movie.
He personally flew to Calcutta, changed everything, and then came back. Turns out this mystery is indeed solved.
That was always my problem with unsolved mysteries. It was like, well, I want to see how this ends, and you're not telling me how it ends.
Well, then the show wouldn't be called Unsolved Mysteries.
But why would I?
It's not called Solved Mysteries, Ben.
But why would I want to watch it if it's not solved?
Because it's interesting. You're looking for solved mysteries.
Ah, it's a whole other show. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's hosted by Robert Vaughn as opposed to Robert Stagg. Robert De Niro.
I think it's hosted by Stevie Ray Vaughn, not Robert.
Well, that'd be a neat trick. Why is she carrying a trailer hitch?
Multiple. Did she deep throat it before that? Her lipstick is like...
I mean...
Titanium.
Look, we don't kink shame on this podcast, but if you want somebody to deep throat a trailer hitch for you, who am I to judge? Everybody has their thing that gets them off. Who am I to judge?
Well...
It's not my place.
Is this the halftime show?
He's jet lagged and shitting curry.
Jesus. Oh boy. What are they doing?
He's about to light his.
Now it's like American Gladiators. No, get him, Diesel, or whatever their names were.
Nitro.
It's a fight. It's a fight to the death.
Mm-hmm.
The buffer mic just came down.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to basketball.
In this representing the state of Texas. And he does one of those overly long intros like he's famous for. Milwaukee, Algonquin for the good land. Here's the Bears. It's a very heartfelt scene while he's dressed like a pineapple and hanging precariously.
I was going to say that the fact that they're dressed as extras from like the Club Tropicana video was neither here nor there.
They've sullied the waters of the Lagoon of Peace. I hate it when that happens. There's nothing worse in this world. If there's one thing you don't do,
it's sully the waters.
The pineapple goes flying.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a euphemism. That's really what happened. Imagine going to see this live.
They fell into a ring of fire. Get it? Like the Johnny Cash song.
Oh.
Fell
into the burning ring of fire.
They tried to get Johnny Cash for this movie, but he was commanding too much money.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash, and I'm not going to do your movie for that amount of money.
Huh. Or you could pay me the entire budget, which is $23 million.
Looks like you guys Folsom Prison lose.
See, they paid him, and he never showed up, so it was still pretty cool.
I'd love to stay and chat and stick around and film the scene for this movie, but I hear my trainer coming.
Oh my god.
I mean, how else are you supposed to make up a firm handshake?
Oh, I mean, who hasn't done that?
This is a very relatable movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just the jock jam playing on a loop.
I used to love those fucking CDs.
Oh, yeah. I had a bunch of them when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
That seems illegal. That's probably illegal. Oh, they're firing on all cylinders now.
Coop's shot is so fucking ugly.
I mean, he has
hey, there's a boot.
He's got no form.
It's on a t-shirt, but...
Boy, they sure did get a lot of extras for this movie.
That's why it cost $23 million.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Extras don't make that much.
Yeah, but if you pay enough of them.
Yeah. Assuming they got paid in actual money and not like a handshake and lunch. And a sandwich. Here's your bologna sandwich and a firm handshake. Good day to you.
You know the list of WCW payments. Maybe mm-hmm. there's an extras list for basketball.
Basketball list.
Yeah, we need the basketball contract details.
Al Michaels made what?
Philip Johnson, a man who was in the crowd for the Milwaukee Bears games, made $32. But he'll have a story for a lifetime. Remember when I was in the crowd for basketball? No.
oh my god, it was me when I was like really fat.
You played basketball?
Well, I didn't want to tell you.
Oh.
Was it Fred Armisen in the crowd?
Oh god. I hope not.
And he's probably just saying, Miss Goozy, Miss Goozy.
While groping someone next to him. Hopefully,
yeah, while casually massaging someone.
Yeah, hopefully the lights don't go out.
Don't miss a cannon.
God, I hate both
of
those people. I hate both of those people so much.
Michaels and Costas?
Yes.
Okay.
More Costas than Michaels, but Michaels is also a douche. Less of one, but a douche nonetheless.
Bill Costas, or Bob Costas.
Is that his brother?
Yeah. Bob Costas may be one of the most unlikable people in the world.
Oh, he sucks. Oh, he's the fucking worst. Look at me. I know more things about things than you. Harumph, harumph.
He hasn't traveled over here.
Oh my god, Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, Dale Earnhardt. I forgot about this cameo. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's the one that's taken out all the damn raccoons.
That's where the $23 million went for Dale Earnhardt. All right, now raccoons. It makes sense. Now it makes sense.
Oh my god, it has a parachute.
Well, of course.
Got to slow down Coop's, the taxi somehow.
Coop's special ball finally popped. The one that they had originally made.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No. Oh,
it looks like... It looks
it's
like
literal ball popped.
I know.
Oh, the kids brought him a special ball. Things can't go wrong from here.
Oh, that's a Barca Lounger ball.
They've upgraded to a Barca Lounger.
It's very touching.
I will give you all the poon that you want after this.
Those are my come to bed eyes.
That's what they call them.
Those are the Duke eyes from The Lion King.
I always feel like doing the Vince McMahon line from King of the Ring 95. This is unbelievable. It is unbelievable that she'd think about going out with him. It's totally unbelievable. It's not believable.
It really is. No pressure on Coop here.
Make it. You son of a bitch.
Barca, launch it.
The kid can't look.
Oh, he missed.
Oh, no.
Nobody knows how to make a shot.
He's got to catch it off the ricochet and make it.
He's got it.
I mean, this is like last minute Hail Mary kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in. It's good.
Yes.
Yay!
From downtown. Oh my, he's on fire.
He just hit a walk-off three-run homer.
So
why didn't they get Joe Buck for this?
Oh, he's another one I can't stand. You know what? Just get the NBA Jam guy.
Is it easier
NBA
to say the
sports Jam.
At this stage, Matt, is it easier to say the sports announcers that you like?
No, there's a few. Gosh, I like Dennis Eckersley for baseball. The basketball guys mostly are pretty good. The hockey guys are pretty good. They won.
Mostly shitbags, though.
Yeah. He's gonna have sex with that woman tonight. Yes! Swish!
Somebody better be babysitting the kids tonight.
Oh, hello.
Monica Lewinsky's here.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's the way to do it, right?
And here comes Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
Mr. October, they call him. Go ahead, go say hi to him before you screw me. Go ahead.
You can go talk to him.
Oh, he's mad that the third ball is gone.
The wretched little shit took the third one.
Oh, Lord. I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm a gigantic sex pest.
That is an obnoxiously large trophy.
It really is.
I was going to say, they've took some lessons off the Stanley Cup there, haven't they?
That trophy's the size of Squeak. I think that's bigger than the Stanley Cup.
Oh, no, it's much bigger than the Stanley
Cup. It definitely is. Yeah, now that you're showing it again, it definitely is.
Ah! Face first off the rim.
And just like that, we roll credits.
That is the end of our movie.
Oh, Bob Costas played Bob Costas.
No, what a terrible pick, Matt.
I'm sorry, I'll do better next time.
I'm just kidding. It's all good.
That's what we need to do, like a league table of boobs. Well, no, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that, Matt. That was a very good pick.
Well, no, yeah,
great pick. Right.
That is a very fun, very stupid movie, but I enjoy it quite a bit every time I watch it. So,
well, again, one of these times somebody's actually going to pick a movie I don't like.
Mm.
So well, far,
I'll just have to start picking bad movies then.
I look forward to the Grown Ups episode.
Oh Jesus! Note to self, pick Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, Adam Sandler would be your go-to if you want to like have a film that I'm not going to like.
All right. See, but none of his movies are bad before a certain point.
Well, what if I pick a recent one?
Well, yeah, I was just saying, you're good if you pick anything from like...
Anything from, say, from 2000 to now.
Yeah, anything after Mr. Deeds, you're probably good.
Oh, dear. Oh, have I mentioned lately I don't like Adam Sandler? I really feel like that people need to know that.
I've never heard that before out of you.
Have you not?
No.
Well, I mean, his birthday was the other day, so I guess it's an appropriate as time as any right now. So.
Oh, it was? Well, we should have celebrated it. Why didn't someone tell me? I would have chosen a different movie.
So, yeah, so that's So that's now five movies we've watched, and I've actually enjoyed all five so far. This is very worrying. Either my tolerance level is a lot higher than I think, or
we're just that entertaining. That's what it is.
Mm. Well, and there is that factor as well. There is that factor as well.
Oh, you.
Well, you're not a recurring guest star anymore, Matt. So you know.
Mm. I have been promoted.
That is correct. That's correct. Mm. You know, with great power comes great responsibility and all that.
Oh, you don't want me being responsible for anything. Believe me. that's your first mistake.
Well, yeah, no, you do. Yeah, you are responsible for the editing and production of this fine podcast. So I hand all that over to you. That's my role here is just the presenting bit. Mm.
And I'm just here to say inappropriate shit every 4 minutes.
And boobs.
Yeah. And boobs.
And boobs.
Note to self, pick an Adam Sandler movie with boobs in it next time. Got it.
You're all in. Mm-hmm. But I will take back over this presenting log, and I will say to Logan, is there anything that you would like to plug while you're on with us?
Just listen to Chicken Salad, Highway to the Impact Zone, From Squared Circle to Silver Screen. Just any and all stuff on all the feeds. Great stuff all around. Listen to these guys' shows. Great stuff all around. And I'm just happy to be on a lot of them with all of you guys. So.
Aww. Oh, stop. Oh, you. Matt, anything you would like to plug while you're here?
Just like Logan, I'm on Highway to the Impact Zone every other episode of that. You can find me over on the No-So feed on the Extreme Three-Way Dance. Check that out. And you can find me as the host of Piece of the Action, an action movie live watch podcast. And if you are so inclined, you can follow me on the Twitter machine at MSousa1991.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter as well at BenL981. I will quickly mention that the regular version of Chicken Salad for September is now out there. It's going to be a very notorious show, and it's going to be a very notorious show for us. It's a Fall Brawl of 1993, and it's as bad as you all remember it if you've not seen it for a while. So bad. But I will thank Logan, Crosland, and Matt Susan for being here. My name has been Ben Logg. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, in a world where you can be anything you want to be kind. Thanks again, and we'll see you next month. Better to be